This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you want to mean scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, shooting from the hip, listening to the comments made by the President of the United States of America. It's interesting how we've seen nothing concerning these two clowns in the circus of politics. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump continuously accuse each other of crimes. Does someone want to remind Donald Trump that he is the commander-in-chief? And he is to enforce faithfully the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that they're magnifying each other's crimes and there's no justice? By the way, that's what destroys republics. Just ask the people of the past concerning the Republic of Machiavelli that was destroyed because the people allowed corrupt politicians to continue on in their evil ways. You know, again, I'm just bringing to you what the law says, friends, and what you're not seeing today and what's destroying your country. What's destroying your country is the fact that you're being entertained out of your freedoms, literally. Tained derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So while you're entertained by Donald Trump calling Joe Biden names, just keep in mind he's calling him out for treason. He's calling him out for his crimes against this, how he'll destroy this, how he'll destroy that. Well, Mr. President, I just got a question for you. Doesn't it tell us in Article 2, Section 3 that he shall take care that the law is faithfully executed and shall commission all of the officers of the United States? I'm adding to do the same. When we look at Proverbs 20, verse 8, what does it say? He's not a king. The king is supremacy clause, Article 6, Section 2. Just so we know who the king is here, it's King Jesus. But when a president sits to magnify the laws of the king, let's put it in that perspective. When you read Proverbs 20, verse 8, what does it say? A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. It didn't say anything about the king magnifying the crimes of the criminals that he fails to deal with, like that of Donald Trump. What's destroying your country, friends? If justice is to guard your liberties, what is it that's destroying your country today? I'm curious. You answer it. Come on. You can do it. You go ahead and answer the question. What's destroying your country? A lack of justice. So if the American people in the 330 million ratio in population within the United States want to sit back and just simply be entertained out of their freedoms, go for it. But that's not me. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, again, just for the record, this is what's destroying your country. 5 years later, friends, not a one individual has been brought to justice. Not a one. I want to say it again. Not a one has been brought to justice. And yes, this was the promise of the current administration 5 years ago, that he would bring forth the rule of law, that he could do what he wanted to do with the DOJ, which he's impotent. He's weak. And it's interesting, the American people have put this guy up to be some hard guy. The fact of the matter is, Donald Trump loves to have a bunch of weaklings around him, doesn't he? Yep, and if he didn't, he would be actually making America great again. But that's not what you do to make America great again, friends. You leave off justice. That's how you destroy America. And that's exactly what's been going on in this country for a long, long time. And I suspect a lot of people in this country are sick and tired of the corrupt politicians, reoccurring criminals that have been tolerated. I suspect that the American people are looking for that justice, too. And they're looking for that DOJ. And they're looking for that rule of law that was brought to be brought back in, and they're looking for that prosecutor, that special prosecutor that was to be brought forth too, and they're trying to figure out why it is 5 years later nothing has still happened, because that shows you the fruits of this administration. Okay. And again, that is what is in fact destroying your country today. Folks, what we're going to talk about today, this is a test. There's no question about it. The assaults continue on the American people. I'm going to go over in particular to the people over in California. The Californian governor, he is pushing for a response through his assaults. The Thanksgiving list that most probably haven't heard about, you're going to have to sit down for this one. I'm going to play some audio for you right after this up-and-coming break. And after that, we're going to play this audio of John MacArthur concerning what those in the state of California, those that are to represent the people, to those that are to uphold the law in the state of California, have been doing in assaulting the church. And I'll take it line upon line, precept upon precept, and I will show you exactly what's going on there. And then I'm going to take you down the Thanksgiving list, friends, because, again, you have to sit down for this one, because you cannot make this up. And there's no question as to what this said governor, this communist, is doing there. Folks, he's assaulting his people. He's testing the people to see how far he can go with this. We see the same thing happening in that of Ohio. We see the same thing happening in Virginia. We see the same thing happening in Indiana. And folks, I'm going to get into the fact that we've been told over and over and over again that this is all unconstitutional. So why are the American people complying to it or with them? There's no reason for it. You're adding strength to tyranny. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, if you'd like to listen to us at any time or watch us at the same time, you can do that. If you're watching us and you're not listening to us, you can go over to GCN Live and you can check us out. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show throughout the week out of 65 different show hosts across the country. We are now broadcasting into 132 cities. And with that said, friends, I also wanted to let you know you can go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com where there's 13 to 15 articles, and join us on YouTube. You can watch us if you're not driving. Go ahead and click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Go over to Before It's News.com, the same thing over there. BeforeIt'sNews.com, same thing over there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Okay? We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, I was just in Tennessee, and I'm on our affiliates list right now. We have WEPJ, 910 a.m. in Chattanooga, WSDQ, 1190 a.m. in Dunlap. We have WSDT 95.3, WSDT 92.7. And then we have WAZ 224, 92.7, WPLZ 95.3, WBCR 1470 a.m. in Knoxville, WZNG 1400 a.m. in Shelbyville. And we want to give a shout out to our new affiliate just today, WXRQ 1460 a.m. in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to give it to you a standalone. We got a brand new affiliate, friends. Our new friend over there, Greg Combs, who is the station manager. We spent about an hour and a half with him in Spring Hills, Tennessee, just, what was it, Saturday, I believe. Boy, oh boy, I drove 45 hours round trip, about 2,000 some odd miles there and back. But boy, did we get a lot done. We spent some time with Greg Combs. We also, from WXRQ, by the way, they're in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, a new affiliate there. And then we spent some time with a White House correspondent. We're going to get her back on the radio with us up and coming. She's a White House correspondent. Her name is Dr. June Knight. Spent some time with her, spent some time with Alan Keyes, former ambassador under that of Ronald Reagan and former presidential contender, up against none other than the criminal and foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. We spent some time with Alan Keyes. That was great. Then we preached in some churches in Tennessee, my friend Brandon's place, and then also in Michigan as well with a new group of people over there. And boy, they had a great turnout, I'm telling you. So what's next month? I don't know, but it's up and coming. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to do just that. I want to get to this, folks, because the assaults continue. In California, namely, in particular, this governor's pushing for a response. If you have not seen the Thanksgiving list, again, I want you to sit down because I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, to show you that this is not about a virus. This is about stripping you of your God-given rights once again. This is just a brand new assault, okay? Listen, folks, and I want to tell you this before we kick this off. All this over a narrative that they can't even prove. This is what's crazy. See, they can't prove the narrative, but I can prove the law. See, America, do you understand how most Americans in this country that are walking around pretending with corruption in government, they can't prove the narrative, but I can? By making reference to the U.S. Constitution and the Word of God? I mean, folks, let's go to this. From the question put to the governor, the unconstitutionality of shutting down businesses while keeping his own business open, to attacking churches, to the Los Angeles mayor shutting off water and electricity, to calling forth volunteers to be paid snitches. This is just the tip of the iceberg. All of this is sold under the guise of being for your safety. Your safety. And for those that don't know history, you might want to look out the past, namely 30 years ago. Or I'm sorry, in the 1930s, 70, 80 years ago now. You might want to check out the Third Reich, because you're seeing systematically and methodically exactly the same things being played out here today in your country, all aimed at you. Just only shows you to prove once again that history repeats itself when the American people fail to learn from history. That applies to all mankind on the globe. But one has to ask the question, how long before all of this is put to a lawful stop? After all, you can only oppress a people for so long. Read Psalm 94:20. I want you to go back just a little bit with me, if you would. You remember when John MacArthur was defying the tyrants? I believe he still is. Do you remember him defying the tyrant? And I highlighted the article by saying it's starting to look like the biblical church once again. It is, because he did his job. And I high-five him every step of the way. Folks, I'm a Christocrat. This applies to those in government. This applies to those in the church. If they do their job, I'll stand with them 100%. If they don't do their job, I will be the first one to stand against them. That's what we're all called to do. Okay? We're not to be caught up in denominations. Read Ephesians 4 up against that. We're not to be caught up in unconstitutional party affiliations. Read Article 4, Section 4 up against that. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. I want to first go to the church, and I want you to listen to John MacArthur call out the tyrants in the state of California for what their requirements were concerning what he needed to do to keep his church open. And John said, no. Listen carefully to this, friends.
You people are out of control. Wow, thank you. Are you happy to be at church? Before we begin, the question has come up a number of times about why Grace Church does not just comply with the orders that have been laid down for churches. And I thought it might be helpful to give you the list of things that are required of us as a church so that you understand how utterly impossible that would be. Here are the basic orders. No indoor meetings at all. Pre-registration of every person who comes on the church property. People only allowed on church property for scheduled events. Every person who comes on the property is to be screened and have their temperature taken at the entry. We all must maintain 6 feet of social distance at all times everywhere, including the parking lot and the restrooms.
Can't make it up.
Every other parking space must be left vacant. Marked pathways to maintain social distance, keeping people apart, monitored by staff monitors. Everyone always wearing a mask. Restroom monitors to control 6 feet social distancing at restrooms, tape on the ground marking distance, signs indicating these mandates, and also full exposure on social media. Restrooms are to be used during the service to minimize the rush. That would be interesting. No hymn books, no communion, no offering containers, no pew Bibles, no singing, no hugging, no shaking hands. Disposable seat covers changed between services.
See, it's ridiculous, friends. It's embarrassing.
And the services have to be shortened. That's not a problem to me, right? And based upon the separation, we could only meet in the tent with a maximum of 350 to 400 people. you can see that these are the requirements that would completely shut the church down.
That's right. That's what it's about.
Anybody who comes in contact with someone outside their family for more than 15 minutes must self-quarantine for 2 weeks.
Can't make it up, friends. Can't make it up. They're doing this in Chicago, too.
Obviously, this is not constitutional.
That's right.
But more importantly, it goes against the will of the Lord of the church.
Amen.
He calls us.
Good job,
together.
John.
Amen.
Appreciate you there. That's right. Folks, that's exactly right. We're called to defy tyrants. We are where we're at, namely the younger generation, because of what the older generation has been tolerating. But we do see in this particular case, John MacArthur, one of the older generation, standing up and doing his job and reminding the younger generation, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. Throughout history, the church history, friends, it's the church that's called to be the light of the world. Nowhere can you find in Scripture, friends, where the church is to submit to tyranny. Nowhere. You can't find it. 1-866-582-9933. The church is called to be the light of the world that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5:11. The church is called to be good in overcoming evil. Listen carefully, church. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, where you're hearing the hirelings of the day, John 10:12, take it out of context. But we've seen this in action in real time today, especially since this perpetuated fraud has stuck its head up. And what am I talking about? Well, ever since the conception of this whole COVID-19, we've seen the church bow. They've sold their souls to who? To the state, to whom they serve. They sold out for the money, friends. They sold out to the money is what they did, just like Judas did for 30 pieces of silver. The government steps in and says, we'll pay you, we'll keep you afloat. But most people don't realize that that money's coming from taxpayers. So the government, indeed, friends, has no business whatsoever stealing away our tax dollars and reallocating it to those that will now oppress us and to shut us out. And I'm talking about businesses and churches. If you don't comply, you're not coming into church. If you don't comply, you're not buying or selling. They've got it completely upside down. What are we seeing today? Businesses saying, if you don't comply, you can't come into our businesses, right? Instead of them taking responsibility and dealing with corruption, namely the state, whatever particular state they're in, what do? They attack their customers. This is the new business plan, friends. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. The new business plan is to attack your clients and your customers if they don't comply with tyranny, because what they're really telling you is, we already have. So now you need to pretend with us, because if you don't, we're not going to serve you. Again, let's get this set straight, friends. Let's do what we're called to do through commandments because we love. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three local Pennsylvania news outlets asked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about his opposition to fracking. Biden appearing to shift position, saying he'll only oppose fracking on federal land. President Trump spending his Monday in Pennsylvania, saying Biden's energy plan will not be good for folks in Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other things. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania's energy sector. I think you all know that.
Senators are expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as the debate on the floor continues ahead of her confirmation vote. The vote expected to take place Monday night. USA Radio News. In an interview on 60 Minutes, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris reflected on what her legacy might be if elected. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what, because that is still part of the battle after all. And you imagine some young person then saying, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Tropical storm Zeta making its way towards the Gulf Coast. The storm expected to make landfall somewhere between New Orleans and Pensacola on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about right now how the people in the state of California are under assault. Now we're finding out just during the break from Sons of Liberty Media editor Tim Brown that the same thing's happening in North Carolina. This is happening in Ohio. And it's interesting, friends, how this is all rolling out at the same time. I guess that's how you make America great again. And I guess the President of the United States of America isn't responsible to actually come in and enforce the constitutional laws as Article 6, Section 2 and Article 2, Section 3 command that he does. I guess he's not supposed to execute the laws unto those that are violating the U.S. Constitution, though we have governors and federal judges telling us it's all unconstitutional. Now, during that time, namely over the hard break here, we had a guy who said, his name is Richard, he said, concerning what I was just talking about, I was just playing the list of requirements for John MacArthur's church when he stood up and defied them. You just heard what they required. It's ludicrous. It's insane. It's unthinkable. But this is how these people act. They're not like me and you, friends. You need to understand that. But you need to remind them that they are by being the law and the strength of the Constitution and the enumerated laws. Well, during that hard break, all of a sudden, Richard pipes up and says, I agree. He's saying, I agree with what you're saying. But no one seems to be willing. As a society, he says, a full-grown man. This is a full-grown man. As a society, we're soft. We're scared. Well, Richard, let me just remind you what Scripture tells us all, because it applies to all of us, okay, Rich? I want you to listen carefully, because the first people that go to judgment are those that are afraid.
Revelation 21 verse 8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all those that you allow to remain, the powers that are tolerated, will be the first ones to go to judgment. You'll be the first ones to go, it tells us in Revelation 21 verse 8, Rich. Okay. Hey, Ricky, let me tell you something else too, okay? Because you're a worldly, you're carnal, and your mind is at enmity with the Word of God, and you deserve exactly what you get through your apathy and your tolerance of the corrupt. When we go to Proverbs 29, Richie, guess what it tells us? Chapter 29, verse 25 in the book of Proverbs tells us this, Rick. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Now, I know you're afraid, but I want to tell you something. Me and my family, we're being spent all day, Ricky, on making sure that your posterity has a future and a hope. And the only people or person that we fear here is the face of God. And when we fear the face of God, we don't fear the face of man. What were you doing this weekend, Ricky? What were you spending your time on, Ricky? What were you doing? Were you watching the local football game, watching a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball, Ricky, while 3,000 to 4,000 babies were being slaughtered and dissected in the womb? Is that right, Freddy Cat? See, this is what we're up against in this country. And it's interesting, Ricky's probably got on the back of his pickup truck, these colors don't run. And on the other side, he's probably got, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven. With his favorite football logo team right there stickered in between him and his old lady, as he would call it, down south. You know what's wrong with America? Look at these kind of comments, friends, because I get to see them all day. I'm not born of that spirit that succumbs. My Bible tells me we're called to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Our faith overcomes the world. Romans 8:37, 1 John 5:2. But according to many of the people that sit back and do nothing but what their heart's attached to, that's what they serve. And that's exactly why we are in trouble today, because of what you serve. And it's not the Most High God. And it's interesting. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But what is it? Your heart's attached to other things before the living God. And that's why you're afraid of the consequence of man, which brings about a snare. Proverbs 29, verse 25. And you deserve the hell you're going to get, because you have garnered it. You are an accomplice to the crimes of those that you tolerate in the sight of God. You need to understand that you are just as guilty of those that you tolerate, Ricky. Just for the record, wanting to make sure you understand what Scripture said. The first ones that go to judgment are the fearful. The fearful.
Well, you know, Ricky says again, if you're just joining us, he says, I agree with what you're saying, Bradley Dean, but no one seems to be willing. As a society, we're soft. We're scared. He says, we're scared. And guess what? This is what corruption preys upon. The soft and the fearful.
Live your life, said the Navy SEAL. Where the enemy's worried about what you're doing rather than what they're doing, rather than you worrying about what they're doing. You got it backwards, Ricky, and you got to get it right. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. We got Mike calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. What is it that you have to say, Mike?
Well, you talk about public... Our companies wanting to not serve customers for not wearing a mask, but nobody ever talks about what the employee of a large corporation can do when they change the rules, force these mandates on us, and then make it part of your PPE, so it's a requirement to wear their face covering at work 24/7.
Okay.
I'm fighting it. But I'm to the point where, you know, we're talking about discipline up to and including termination if I don't follow through. Yeah, I can quit, but I've got 20 years in.
Ooh.
And I've got a union that is going along with this.
Yep. Yep. What happens when everybody quits, Mike?
They're screwed.
Exactly right. So there's the answer, right? So what's the power of the people? The power lies within the people, because we are the government. And, Mike, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful. I'm really not. You got 20 years into this business, and this is how they're turning and treating you. What needs to happen is the people within the companies need to take these people to court, because to lawfully mandate this, there is no law that actually forces anybody to wear a mask. It's called requirement. Notice the wordplay that they're using on you. Requirements. It's not law. But if you tell them, listen, there is no constitutional authority for our local government or our governor of the state to make us wear a mask, they're going to say, well, if that's where you're at and that's your position, then we're just going to fire you. Well, then guess what? They got their backs up against the wall and you've got them, because they can't fire you for a law that doesn't exist. And this is exactly what they mean to do, Mike. And most people are afraid, like Rick, and what are they doing? Well, we're soft and we're afraid. Hey, if we all stood up and we all came together, because there's enough people around the country that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, only to find out, even what I'm going to cover in just a couple minutes, Mike, there's judges, federal judges, that are saying that they have no lawful or constitutional authority in implementing any of this. We're seeing governors of states, nine different states throughout our union, that say they have no constitutional authority to shut down anybody's business or to make anybody wear a mask. You have the law on your side, Mike. And again, I am sympathetic with your plight, but like myself, we all have to stand up, because we're all in the crosshairs right now. And if we don't fight for our freedoms, we're going to lose them. It's just that simple.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Yeah, will you follow up, Mike, if you do make a decision to take it to them? Will you follow up with me and keep us aware as to what's going on out there in the state of Ohio?
I will do that.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in, Mike. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We got Al calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Can you shut your radio off, please? I'm getting a feedback. Okay.
Yep, I'm shut it. There, we've got her muted.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Al. I'm from Moundsview there, Warrior.
Oh, hey, Al. I'm waving at you right now. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, I see you.
Okay.
I'm ugly, so you wouldn't want to see me.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. For the sake of time, can we just knock this out of the park? I got one segment. We got about 3 minutes left with you on this segment, and then I got one left. What do you got to say?
Well, I just got to say, folks, do your homework out there. Look at these cases, like the unconstitutional lockdown in Pennsylvania. 107 pages. Learn some things about the Constitution. Also, all this is under constructive fraud. And look up constructive fraud. That's one in court there. You know, that's on a similarity of these unsubstantiated laws that the governors are pushing with the mask and everything else. They're making the businesses the proclamation officers. Highly recommend you go over to Louisiana Attorney General's website. Look up opinion 20-0068. He talks about a lot of constitutional issues about the mask, lockdowns, churches. You learned something about that. He put the representatives there on notice that they could be personally held liable.
Amen.
Now, I want you to keep that in mind. Your officials could be personally held liable for all their SMU. And I can't say the first word because you flush it.
I get it. Hey, Al, I wish everybody was doing what you're doing right now, because you're exactly right. Did you hear what he said? They're personally responsible. It's not for us to just go after the state, friends. No, forget about that, because they're just draining the coffers that belong to the people anyways. Go after them personally, because when you hold them personally accountable, which Al just highlighted the fact that it's constitutional, friends, that we can take them personally to task. I'll tell you what, that's when it's going to stop, and that is the message that the American people need to send right then and there. And Al, I wish more callers would call in and encourage other listeners, friends, because that is smack, it's spot on, and I appreciate in so many different ways. I want to say this before I get to my final segment. Thank you for the call to my new friend in Moundsview, Minnesota. I actually used to live out there, by the way. But I was just highlighting John MacArthur defies the tyrants. I played the list for you that the governor is basically required for them to have church. John MacArthur out in California said, nope, we're not doing that. I also wanted to let you know, I just highlighted South Dakota governor. I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They are attacking our religious freedoms. That's exactly what this is all about. I also wanted to highlight something Al brought up again, friends. A federal judge in North Carolina said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Same thing in Pennsylvania. And if you read the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you'll understand exactly why. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we go. I'm going to knock this list down, friends. Again, thank you for that call, Mike from Ohio, Al from Minnesota. I totally appreciate your input because this is your show. I'm doing my best to keep it on track. We only have 1 hour. On Saturdays, we have 2 hours, but it's not Saturday. So anyways, let me continue on here, friends. We're talking about this as a test. The Californian governor is pushing for a response. The Thanksgiving list, sit down for this one. I have laid it out the best that I can concerning current events, putting the Word of God up to it in the U.S. Constitution, exposing it for the fraud that it is. Ephesians 4:14. Read that when you get a moment as well. I just shared with you right before the last hard break, friends. South Dakota governor, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. She said, but they are attacking our religious freedoms. They're not attacking a virus. They're attacking the people in the states throughout our union. Then I shared with you, we have a federal judge who said that there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. In other words, it's all null and void. That was in North Carolina. We have a Pennsylvania federal judge who just recently came out and said it's a violation of the 14th Amendment, which says excessive. It says, I'm looking at the wrong one. The enumeration in the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, of certain rights, God-given rights, not rights derived from the state, friends. They don't give us rights. They work for us. Keep that in mind. The consent of we the people, they derive their just powers from we the people, okay? Not to be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Did you hear that? Folks, it's a fraud. It's all a fraud. They're testing the people to see how far they can get with you. and what it is that you're going to submit to. That's what it's all about. Then I took the time, friends. The article, by the way, is on YouTube. Look to the left side of the page. You can click on there, find all these articles, all these resources, and these videos that I'm playing even now. The power-hungry governor struck down by the courts again in Michigan for the second time, yet there's still people wearing masks. Okay, you can't make up stupid. Also posted on there, another one comes forward, a CBS insider, a reporter. Virus is one of the greatest frauds. So this is coming from the inside out, again, so you understand what's going on here. And recently, the Los Angeles Times and their useful idiots conveyed the message of the health department in the state, which, by the way, is not above the law. They are subject to the law. We found out in Michigan that when the governor was struck down by the Supreme Court there, the health department in Michigan thought that they were going to go ahead and enforce what the governor couldn't enforce. Think about that. The audacity, right? But I want you to listen to this because this is from the Department of Health, they call it, in the state of California. Again, the Los Angeles Times recently reported this. Are you ready to be offended? Are you sitting down? Mandatory requirements for all gathering. Keep in mind, there's no constitutional law. There's no law to enforce here. Okay? They're calling it mandatory requirements, not law. Okay? It's a wordplay. All persons planning to host or participate in a private gathering, as defined above concerning Thanksgiving, must comply with the following requirements. Local health jurisdictions may be more restrictive than this guidance. Refer to your local guidance for what is allowed in your area. Are you ready? Number one, attendance. Gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. I'm not making this up. This is in California. This includes everyone present, including hosts and guests. Remember, the smaller the number of people, the safer. Keep the households that you interact with stable over time, but spending time with the same people, risk of transmission is reduced. Notice how they're trying to separate the people constantly. Participating in multiple gatherings with different households or groups is strongly discouraged. The host should collect names. Listen again. They want snitches, friends. The host should collect the names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed later. They want to hunt you down. They want all your information. Does this sound like Nazi Germany, by the way, friends? Again, I guess this is how you make America great again, right? Yeah, apparently. Oh, he has no power. Oh, yeah. Oh, the president has all the power in the world to enforce the laws. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Just making clear on that. Yes, he does. That's his job, Article 2, Section 3. And I want to tell you something, too. Real leaders take responsibility. They don't blame everybody else for what's wrong. They look at themselves to right the wrongs. That's a real leader. And the best leaders are those that follow the Christ. John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Acts 4, 12. The list goes on. Number two. This is the list in California. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than outdoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Did you hear this? This is the government. Who gave them this authority? Nobody did. Nobody did. A gathering of no more than three households is permitted. Really? Folks, I remember for a long time prophetically kicking out these words. If you don't deal with corruption, you're going to lose your God-given rights. So it's either the millions upon millions in California that deal with this communist that calls himself a governor, or else you, all of you in the millions, are going to lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites, right? There's no in-betweenites. Let's go to number three. Don't attend gatherings if you feel sick or you're in a high-risk group. I don't need you nanny-stating me. You need to back off. I don't work for you. You work for me. And furthermore, if this was a genuine virus, do you think somebody sick needs to be told what they're to do? No, they're going to do everything in their power to aid themselves in recouping their health. This is ridiculous, and it's embarrassing, friends. Number four, practice physical distancing and hand hygiene at gatherings. In other words, the state says wash your hands. You better wash your hands. Better stay 6 feet apart, says the state. That has no business telling you what to do in such a fashion. Just lay the burden of proof upon them. Where did you derive constitutional authority to make such mandates? Just ask them the question. They can't answer it. Number five, wear a face covering to keep COVID-19 from spreading. Well, I'll tell you what, if the big tech companies would quit censoring and expunging doctors in the tens of hundreds of thousands from across the globe, maybe you would have a different narrative. But see, the problem is the narrative that good doctors are telling you counters the narrative of those that are pushing this perpetuated fraud upon you. See how that doesn't work? Read Isaiah 5:20. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Wear a face covering. Really? So you can get sick. What, do you think the Lord didn't know what he was doing when he built your immune system? It makes it stronger to fight off viruses, friends. Right? Just like in the natural, when a man lifts weights, the heavier they get, the stronger he gets. It's the same thing here, friends. Right? And you resist those weights, that's how your body gets more pumped up. Let's go to six. Keep it short, the state said. What? I'm not making this up. I had my friend from California, Escondido, just 2 days ago, yesterday maybe it was. I was driving for 3 days. Call me and say, Bradley, did you see this listing? I said, no, you've got to be kidding. He read this off to me. The state is saying keep it short. You ready for this one? This is the final one. Number seven, rules for singing, chanting, and shouting at outdoor gatherings. What? Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increases the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Because these activities increase the release of respiratory droplets and fine aerosols into the air, because of this, singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged. But if they occur, the following rules are recommendations. This is what it says, and recommendations apply. All people who are singing or chanting should wear a face covering at all times. Folks, someone with a mask on talking to me, dude, you want to pull it down so I can hear what you're saying? I'm not gathering your mumbo jumbo here, right? But if you're going to sing or chant, you should wear a face covering at all times, including anyone who is leading a song or chant. It's all aimed at the church because these activities pose a very high risk of COVID-19 transmission over a virus they can't even prove, friends, to the degree that they've sensationalized it, embellished it. Face coverings are essential to reduce the spread of respiratory droplets and fine aerosols. People who are singing, shouting, chanting, or exercising are strongly encouraged to maintain physical distancing beyond 6 feet to further reduce risk. Well, why doesn't somebody remind the President of the United States of America to do it first? Or how about Anthony Fauci? Or how about that of old Billy Bob Gates? You know, who wants to depopulate the world? Right? The one that's saying that things aren't going back to normal unless you get two vaccinations. It's interesting how it doesn't apply to them, isn't it, friends? Isn't that crazy? Instrumental music is allowed as long as the musicians maintain at least 6 foot physical distancing. Musicians must be from one of three households. Playing of wind instruments, any instrument played by the mouth, such as a trumpet or clarinet, is strongly discouraged. Hey, folks, in conclusion, this is totalitarianism. This is authoritarian. This is dictatorial. And might I add, un-American. Therefore, friends, keep in mind, it is unconstitutional at every given step. Just ask the federal judges. Just ask the governors that have taken the time to uncover the law that exposes the frauds for who and what they are. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.